Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you.
Bob Dole, a World War II hero and three-time presidential candidate. And I believe he was the majority leader in the Senate or had some, I don't know, whatever, some other important positions. Died at the age of 98. Man.
That's a run.
That is a run.
Considering he got wounded and everything else and stuff like that.
Well, he almost died.
Yeah.
So I think he was in Italy and they were under fire and his radio guy was pinned down. He went to or wounded and he went to save the radio guy and he took machine gun fire to his back.
Wow.
And it took him a lot, like years to come back. He lost the use of his right arm and hand and some of his left arm and hand. Like, bah, horrible. Like,
yeah.
Like, if not for great doctors, would have been dead, kind of wounded. So he got a couple Purple Hearts and a Bronze Star with Valor. Yeah, what does that do? It's like, okay, here you go.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, one of those great... Tough, back when Americans were tough.
Exactly.
Yeah. This was not a participation trophy he won.
No, this is smoking a cigarette for breakfast, damn it.
That's right.
Eat some raw meat. Go out and chop down a tree with no hands.
Yeah, right. But he would always carry a pen in his right hand so people didn't reach out and try to shake it because he really couldn't lift his arm up.
Yeah.
And, so what he ran against, wasn't he vice president, like, under Nixon for, like, or no, Ford for, like, you know, 5 seconds? And then he ran for president. That didn't work out. Then he ran again, and the original George Bush, which one is he, H.W.? He ran, so he lost to H.W., and was he a Senate leader or something? I don't know, whatever. And then he got the party's nomination and ran against Clinton and Gore.
Yeah.
And that was a disaster. Like, landslide. Just get your clock cleaned. But he was funny. He went on Letterman a couple days later. And Letterman asked him, so what have you been doing? And he said, apparently not enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, great American. Dead at the age of 98. Great run.
He always seemed to love people. You see videos of him, like, interacting just with, you know, supporters. He genuinely loves people.
Yeah. There were a couple times, like, you could just see he was too old to run for president when he was running against Clinton. He was in Brooklyn, and he said, how about those Dodgers? Like,
oops.
No one told him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they left a long time ago, sir. And then he was on stage at a rally, and he walked off the stage and fell off the stage.
Did he go through like a little picket fence, right? Wasn't there like a little fence or something on there? Kind of crashed through the whole thing?
Bob Dole.
He definitely tested gravity.
He would always refer to himself in the third person.
Yep.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Bob Dole wouldn't do that. Bob Dole. Bob Dole says the Brooklyn Dodgers are great.
Whoops.
What's that? What?
Bob Dole messed up.
Bob Dole says duty. So we have a celebrity death pool. We're not rooting against anyone.
But, no.
You know, people do die. And we made a little game of it. And Emma in Wallingford wins this death pool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was so beside myself with anger yesterday.
Yeah.
I looked up Bob Barker again. I'm like, how is this friggin' guy alive? You know, in 2015, he fell and, like, ambulances had the, like, cops came, paramedics. It was 2015.
Yeah.
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
And he's up there in age, man. I did
the same thing.
I just saw a lot of years.
Out with my fingers. That's a lot of years.
There's a thing going on, some kind of meme or whatever, that shows a picture of him, Dick Van Dyke, and Betty White. And all of them look really shot. And, like, and he's still alive.
He looks really bad.
Worst of the three. He makes those two look, they're going to go jogging anytime soon.
First of all, if you see a picture of him now, which no one has, but the very last picture of him, looks like he was dead and they reanimated him.
Looks nothing like his usual self.
And by the way,
self,
if that's true, like if he's been dead and then they just reanimated him and he's on some friggin' machine.
You should be.
Yes. I'm owed.
Yes.
But yeah, can you imagine what he looks like now? I remember going to see my grandmother and she was in a hospital bed for years, like in her 90s. And it's just, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It is freaking horrible.
You can't live too long.
You should not be alive.
Yeah.
This isn't alive.
If the quality of life is not good,
your heart's beating. That's it.
Yep.
You're existing. You're not living.
Yes.
Right.
But it's not even, she wasn't even like up and talking, but just confined to a bed. It was like, you're out. If we turn this machine off, nighty night, rabbit.
Yeah.
It's like, why would we leave that machine on? Anyway, I have a feeling Bob Barker looks like that now. Like, it's like, okay.
Bob?
Check that machine. It might be saying he's alive, but not. But Bob freaking Barker screws me again.
Yep.
Emma laughs. Emma does not care.
I heard it's what's keeping him alive, actually.
Yeah.
Emma had somebody, who is it, Olivia de Havilland?
Yeah, for like 10 years.
For 10 years. Yep. So she deserves this streak that she's on now.
She's got no sympathy for anyone.
Right.
No.
She's on one hell of a streak, too. She's won a lot. How many times have you won now?
3 times.
Ugh. All right, that's it.
So she doesn't win for 10
times
years.
In like 17 years.
Expensive.
No, but it was 3 times, like,
recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a long dry spell before that.
Oh,
it's like the Boston Red Sox. It was like, ah, they're never going to win.
I had a run with Yankee players.
You did?
I was like, man, I know how to pick this stuff. Like, I'm rolling in the dough.
You're like the Grim Reaper.
Yeah. All right, Emma, congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to go around the room.
Yeah.
You get the 4th pick.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I got a $20 sitting right here.
Yeah. All right, I'm going with Bob Barker because I know the second that I don't, he'll win.
Bob says thank you.
Or die, rather. That's not winning, by the way. I understand that. AJ?
I'm going with Henry Kissinger.
You're sticking with Henry.
He's 97. He's got to go soon. He's a year under Bob Dole.
Yeah. You know what we should check is like which celebrity's really old and has a birthday around now?
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know, this is the first in the three, and there's going to be others, trust me. Ashley?
I'm sticking with Tony Bennett.
Ooh. Yeah, sad, but not a bad pick.
Oh.
Right? All right. Phil, who are you going with?
I've been changing mine a lot, but I'm going to stick with David Attenborough.
Again, odd people we don't even know.
Who is that?
He narrates all the Planet Earth like docuseries. He's been working for the BBC for like 73 years or something like that. He's got that iconic
count.
Like oh yes,
if
it does.
He dies, we'll even mention it.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. Yes.
Oh no, he has to hope for a slow news day to get mentioned when he dies.
I don't think so.
Oh please.
He whispers. He has a British accent. He can't just speak. He has to whisper.
Well, he narrates like everything.
Him?
This lion cub has found a friend. Around dinner time.
Well, yeah, because
like that.
There's a freaking lion.
Is he having that friend for dinner?
There's a lion nearby. I wouldn't go, hey, it's lion's a matter.
He's in a studio. He's nowhere near the lion.
I heard he's really timid.
He has to talk like he's talking from a bush nearby, though, right? Because if not, it's not the same thing.
I guess so.
There's a fly in the sugar bowl.
All right,
fly.
Emma, who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Robert Duvall.
Can you pick up the line, Jennifer? Robert, what?
Robert Duvall? Duvall?
Who?
Yeah.
I'm not happy with
you're
that.
Casting your death gaze upon him now?
You know what? I've been contemplating him for a long, long time, and I like him. He's one of my favorite actors.
Brilliant.
That's why you want to kill him.
A good human, brilliant actor, Godfather, Lonesome Dove. I mean, you see him in anything.
Everything.
Even Days of Thunder.
Yeah.
A turd of a movie. He was great in that.
Race with the End. Yep.
Isn't he in Gone in 60 Seconds?
Is he?
I think so, too, yeah.
All right. That's your pick.
Yeah.
All right.
Fine.
I'm not saying good luck. I wish you the worst of luck on this pick.
The die has been cast.
Yeah. My wife, Jennifer, gets a skip the line pass, but she has to pay $20 when somebody hits that's not her.
Yes.
Works for me.
$20, lady.
$20.
$20.
I have the money in my wallet.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to go with Queen Elizabeth.
I don't know. I was supposed to say something. Right.
Well, she had recent hospital admission, and she's been missing some public events recently. So I really think that, you know, it may be an appropriate choice.
And the love of her life, her husband, long-running husband, died. And typically, when two souls are intertwined like that, one goes, the other one goes.
And also, she doesn't have her daily martini anymore. They told her no more martinis.
Oh, God.
See, if I'm the queen and the doctor says no more, it's like, what else do I have?
Seriously.
Please.
That's her one joy, right. her daily martini.
Right. Yep, that's my choice. Sad.
All right.
Ah, it's not... I don't know. I thought you would be rooting for her, not against her.
Well, it's money involved.
Well, it's money. Yeah. Sorry. I want you all to pay up.
Yeah. Pay me.
Yeah, I think it's a bad pick.
Well, I really didn't ask your opinion, honey.
I think it's bad.
That's the last time you have a skip the line pass.
you're a royal watcher. And of all those kooks, you like her the most. Why would you pick her?
Because of the said reasons, honey.
Okay.
Hospital admission, missing public events, you know. Okay.
But now, how are you going to feel when you hear she passed?
Well, I'll win money, so.
Right.
Sad and yet happy.
She'll buy herself something nice to cheer up.
That is.
And then
confusion.
She'll have a martini for her.
Right.
It's the mixed emotions when your person dies and you're like, yeah. Sad. Oh. But, hey, $100.
Now I got to pick somebody else, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say good luck, but I don't want you to win.
Yeah, no, I don't want to win. But
For a number of reasons. Like, of all those nutbags, she's been the one.
She's the rock.
The one person in the family who has set the example of how family members should act in public.
Yep.
You'd have better luck picking one of her corgis.
Mm.
I don't know. I think Jennifer might win.
Really?
She's a good chance, I think.
Bob Barker. That's all I'm going to say. Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm.
He's living forever.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, he's going to go. He'll go before Queen Elizabeth. I mark my words.
I mean, Kissinger's 97. He could sneeze and drop dead.
Yeah.
Let's make a bet on that, Chaz.
All right. Goodbye,
side
Jennifer.
Bet. Oh. Side action.
Side bet.
Time now for a toy drive rehearsal. Mayor Cassetti. Mayor Hess on the phone.
On the side.
Let's go to Mayor Cassetti first. Good morning.
Good morning.
Chaz and AJ, McDermott Chevrolet, Lexus Toy Drive happening this Friday, Jordan's Furniture, New Haven, from 5:30 to 10 a.m. There'll be various parts of entertainment. Ashley might get up, so not so entertaining.
Right.
Oh, that will be super entertaining.
Threat. Give us money or else.
Right. And we're asking you to donate money. You could actually go online right now and donate if you can't make it. Mm-hmm. Antonia Mayor Cassetti and Naugatuck Mayor Pete Hess made a friendly wager about the Ansonia Naugatuck football game. Naugatuck won that game, so Mayor Cassetti will be playing the part of Cher. He'll be singing Sonny Cher's I Got You, Babe.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So, I'm looking forward to it. I have an Alexa in my office, and I have this perfect script, and I've been practicing Cher's part, and I got it right down. It's all has to do with the rhyme of the song, so... Okay. I've been practicing very, very well with this.
Okay. And now, so people come in to see the mayor, and they're sitting out in the waiting room, and they might hear you.
He's lost it.
Right on the head.
Right. They're checking for a gas leak in the office now, by the way.
Everybody's laughing.
Yeah. Yeah, let me conference.
It's all in the rhyme.
Let me conference in, Mayor Hess. Good morning, Mayor.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
I just heard Dave, so I've instructed my singing coach to get me from pathetic to not too bad by Friday.
Nice.
So we're working on it. We did singles last week, Dave and I, in our offices. This week, we may even get together and do something and see what we can make of it. So we're looking forward to it. Anything we can do to help you guys with the toy drive.
Thank you.
Yes, that's the main thing.
Try to choreograph it, too.
I have a little bit of a piece of recording of the mayor. I was on the phone with Mayor Hess, and he was I could tell he was going to play the song and then kind of show me what he thinks is supposed to happen.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I should turn on the recorder. Mayor, may I play that short clip?
You could do it. Sure. Because
I didn't tell you you were being recorded.
I like how Mayor Cassetti's like, you could play it.
He's used to being recorded all the time.
Okay, here it is. Mayor Hess is, just making sure he's on the right page here.
Hello.
Hey. It's going to go... Let me just pull this up here. So, see, I'm going to hear this, right? Then I'll go like, well, I don't know if that's all true because you got me. In other words, I'm going to hear his voice.
I love that you stopped right before he said, baby, I got you.
Like, yeah. It's like, I'm only saying that once on stage. That's it.
Yeah.
That's a great start.
It really. You had the rhythm down pat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like a manly Sonny.
Sounds great.
Right.
Different kind of Sonny. How you doing?
Thank God Nugget took one. That's all I can say. I could never do Cher.
Seriously, no.
I think you got it down pat.
The diet, the whole nine yards.
We really appreciate you guys doing this for
Looking
us.
Looking forward
yes.
to it, man.
I look forward to it. I look forward. I'll be here 7 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, we'll have you on here by 7:20.
All right, great.
All right, thank you, Mayors.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Do you have any stuff we have to get for them backstage, like, you know, like no green M&Ms, things like that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Is there a writer going on?
A writer. They just
not
submit a writer.
Concert writer. Talking to this person is like talking to a beetle because she is a...
bugger.
Well, she's a trailblazer.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And you could say her name anywhere in the world and people will say, I know exactly who you're talking about. It's the comedian.
Right.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning, Lisa Lampanelli.
Oh, my God. I missed you guys so much. It's literally been 2 years.
Did you really?
No.
You're so nice. I think if you didn't, you would still say that.
I'm not that nice that I would lie to radio guys. I'm telling you, you guys, I had so much fun the last time I was here. I don't think you remember, probably. It was we were doing like life coaching different people who called.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I want to
do another round of this.
What a hopeless bunch they were, huh?
Even more hopeless
but
after I
call
gave
in.
Them advice. Yeah.
But please call in.
So Lisa from Connecticut. Did local DJing, did all kinds of local things. Knew there was some calling for her to entertain people.
Yes.
Goes on to become one of the, I think you could say top 1-2% in terms of name recognition and success. You sold out Radio City Music Hall.
That was cool.
I mean, a good way, yeah.
Like when you Google Comedy Central roasts, your pieces come up all the time.
Yeah, I got to say I'm proud.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, top of the mountain. Right. Top of the mountain. And then one day she decides, I'm done.
Done. Delete.
Now, are you tired of answering the question why? Because people are confused.
Yeah.
Right. It's like,
yeah.
Why would, you know, Eric Clapton just put the guitar down?
Right.
Walked away.
You're making so many people happy with the guitar. Why would you? He's why would confused. Lisa Lampanelli walk away?
Yeah, I think they find it confusing because it's something they'd love to earn a living at. And if they did ever do that, they'd realize that it's just a job like anything else. Yes. Privileged, yeah, lucky to not be working in a coal mine or getting up at like 4 a.m. But let me tell you something. Oh, my God. It's just a job and you get sick of it. So after like 30 years, I was like, okay, let me take a break. Let me be done and see what comes up. And I did kind of almost nothing for 3 years. So now I'm not doing much either. I'm doing a little podcast and I'm doing live shows with the podcast, like tapings. But that's about it.
Do you miss anything about it? You miss the crowd roar?
Oh, God. Oh, no. Because I think once you become more secure with yourself, you don't need it. So I got lucky in that I go, well, I work on myself enough to kind of go, oh, this is a cute little project I have. I get to do some fun things during the week with this podcast and with the shows. And after that, it's like, okay, I could just be me and be home.
So you're saying hearing that crowd noise, the want for it, was some hole that you had that you were trying to fill. And once you fixed yourself, you're like, I don't need that.
Well,
you
first of all, hole, I don't think we're always trying to fill the hole.
Exactly.
But like, I don't think I'm ever fixed or anyone is. But I did realize I was using, you know, food and relationships and comedy. And it's really accomplishment or achievement to fill the hole. And it doesn't make you feel better. Jim Carrey, I'm sure you read this. He said everyone should be rich and famous for a week. so they could see it doesn't help. Right. And yes, it does help. You save money and you get to like live small and retire. But, you know, damn, it feels really good not to have to do too much. Yeah. And really, you want to connect. That, I think, is comics' main problem. We just want to connect with people, don't know how to do it. So we capture them in a room and we make them listen to us. So now it's like, oh, I can actually talk to friends and family and not kind of have to lock the doors on them.
Or charge admission.
I should do that, though, because I'm a freaking gift.
Well, I'm your mother. Yeah, I don't care. It's $45.
Want to come in? $5.
That's the early show.
Yeah. I you know, I don't know if there are, how many comics do you think are out there that are successful and just well-adjusted, had good lives growing up?
Right.
And just decided they'd like to do this and became very successful at it.
Well, I think what happened was, I think very few people retire from show business at all. They like to leave the door open.
Right.
So that's why I closed it so publicly, because I was like, I don't want to go backwards. And I think me and Daniel Day-Lewis might be the only two people to ever get out of the business, you know, out of show business.
He's got to come back. And you got to come back.
But they say that about me, too. And I'm like, oh, God, kill me. And it's
that's why you should do a road trip with him.
Yeah,
and
me
film
and him.
It.
Me and him are going to do a buddy movie.
Every day.
It
Lisa
could be
day.
Abe Lincoln and me. I could play that lesbian
exactly.
Mary Todd wife.
Exactly.
His.
You could drive
perfect.
Him. He'll be in the back of the car. You know?
Was Mary Todd a lesbian?
Well, supposedly.
Really?
But who isn't?
That's true.
I'm That's lesbian. True. I am too. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But yeah, it's wild. But I mean, I think it's just an evolution. People retire all the time from different things. And I just think it's so weird to retire from show business that it made a lot of press, which is cool.
Nikki Glaser gave you a lot of compliments on.
Oh, my God. This was the best. Nikki was like, Lisa, oh, my God, you escaped. You got out. Because she knows that it's not really the first of all, for self-centered people, it's the worst occupation ever, because you just get constant attention and you're never fixing what's inside. So now it's like, oh, I don't need it constantly. Yes, once a week is a good to tape a show. Once a week is a good to maybe get out there and do a little, or once a month to do a little live thing. Other than that, can I just sit? That's right. The problem. We never just
sit. You have
sit.
Enough money. You don't need to make money.
No,
right?
Well, the thing is, I was raised by Depression-era parents in Connecticut who were like, never have a credit card bill, pay your car off, like buy it cash, even if it's a junker. So
start
I was,
all way.
Yeah, dude. And so I downsized big time when I retired. So the lifestyle's so small and cute, but it's so easy.
Right.
Like
it,
literally.
It fits like a,
oh my
like
God.
Your favorite pants.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank God my pants still fit. Jesus Christ. I mean, after that weight loss
You've
surgery.
You've gone through a lot of different looks.
I mean, dude. I was
looking you up last night. I'm like, wow, she has a lot. And they're all great. Like how many people have had so many different looks? That all work.
Well, let's put
like,
it this way.
A lot of looks. They don't all work.
Well, here's the problem. When you're 248 pounds, it's very tough to pull off a good look.
Can I
so
tell
you're
you?
Paying, you're paying so much money right. for these dresses.
All that
and
fabric.
These, oh, my God. They
exactly.
charge more for the fat clothes, which I resent. That's why I lost
alone,
the weight.
Yeah.
Because, God damn it, now I can buy jeans for $10 on ThredUp. F you, fashion industry.
Nice. I can shop at Walmart.
Lisa Lampanelli said, you were a hot fat girl.
Well,
not
you know what?
Fat
I did
girls
okay.
aren't hot, but you know how to keep yourself.
Let's put it this way.
And you carried yourself.
I was like, for me, I was okay. But this Adele, she was a beautiful fat broad. Mm. Now she's a good looking thin broad.
Yeah.
I'm kind of just okay either way, but I always had a boyfriend until now, thank God.
Why? And why is that?
I cannot stand the idea. Really? Of sex ever again. Sex to
Wait,
me.
Really?
What?
Because normally, see, to me, it would be. You know, I don't want someone to tell me where to put the coffee cup. I don't want someone to say we're going out tonight. I don't want to say what. I don't want to hear any of that. So that, but the sex part to me would be what I. That this is what drives me to the aggravation.
Yeah, but I don't think I ever knew how to do it correctly. Because all I ended up with was a UTI and a pinched nerve in my neck. I don't need this stress.
That was one hell of a day, wasn't it?
I used to say, it was.
The pinched nerve is what I want to hear about.
Dude, it was horrible. Where was that exactly?
You know, some car
in her
small,
neck. Right.
In my neck, I'm telling you.
Alleyways are small sometimes.
I can't paint the picture anymore. We're on the morning radio. But I will say, I always used to say sex is like Christmas morning. It's always, it happens once a year. And there's a big mess to clean up. And I always have to clean it up. Chaz and AJ, is this right? No, I'm a celebrity. Get out of here.
No gift receipt. Not the right size. Thank you.
Well, if you have some life issues, you want to have the expert, who's now a great life coach.
Yes. Like,
yes, yes. Well, and they'll see. Did they tell you about my show this weekend?
Yeah.
And so that's what I want to say is that truthfully, I will answer questions and coach people from the stage because I know stuff. I may still be funny. I may still be a pain in the ass, loudmouth, half a lesbian looking broad. But I will tell you that I got some good advice for people in person.
Are you a lesbian, like part lesbian?
No, again, I wish I was. Because how much easier would life be?
Right.
Me bumping donuts with some Melissa Etheridge looking hoochie. It would be great.
Yeah, you're like,
get in, hey, get
you
out.
You want to watch Lifetime?
It's on right now.
I mean, we'd be watching Hallmark Christmas movies
24/7. You
want to
drink cocoa and we'll hold the mug with both hands? Of course I do.
It's got to be easier.
We'll sit in the window seat.
I mean, spooning is a lot more fun than forking. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. Hello, Marcy and Waterbury.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh,
how are you? Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
Speaking of podcasts, the podcast that has been giving me strength lately is a little one called And That's Why We Drink.
Oh, my God. That's my niece's podcast. Listen to this, Chaz and AJ.
Okay.
Here I am.
I want to say congratulations, Lisa. Your niece
Marcy!
Is absolutely gorgeous.
Marcy, shut up for 1 minute. Let me tell you something, Chaz and AJ. Margie, I love you for bringing that up. I have this little podcast called Losers with the Dream. We just started it. It's chugging along. My niece is my inspiration. This broad is 30 years old. She has 100 million downloads on this podcast.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's one of the top 10 constantly in comedy podcasts. I'm like, how do these millennials get this stuff going? So here I am, 60 years old, trying to catch up to this little broad.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, Marcy, thank you for supporting Christine, but she don't need the money. Follow Lisa Lampanelli, Losers with a Dream.
Right.
We're terrific. We're funny. We're life advice plus humor. So, bitch, get with the program.
Yep. You will be added to my list. And Leona is absolutely gorgeous. Have you actually seen her in person yet?
This is my great niece. I just had my first great niece. I'm going to go see her next week in Cincinnati. I'm telling you, I'm going to buy her affection. I am sick and tired of not being the favorite aunt for all these kids, these ungrateful brats in my family. So I'm spoiling this kid $20,000 first visit. That's
nice.
What I'm doing.
Boom.
That's how
nice.
I roll,
wow.
Bitch.
That's an impression. Make it rain.
Marcy, you need any advice with anything?
Life is good, and a lot of it's because of Christine and M.
Well, listen, let me tell you something. Come down to
Life
the Stress Factory on Sunday. We'll rock your world. I may even do a roast of people who deserve it.
Nice.
All right? So listen,
Marcy,
Missy,
if you're really
we
that happy, you deserve to be roasted.
Yeah, she
it's
does.
True.
I might have to
you
do that.
You can't be that happy.
Yeah, no one
wants that happy.
No, come on.
Everyone has issues.
Smell you.
Chaz, isn't it funny, though, people coming up in the ranks in the younger days, they know all this stuff. They
what
know this
mean?
Podcasting, this social media.
Yeah.
You know, we just did an episode on my podcast about asking for help. At your age, do you find it hard to ask for help from people? It's almost impossible.
If I fall, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Give me a hand. I fell. You're on my hand.
Well, it's just really difficult to, like, be this age and not know all these new things, like social media and all that stuff. TikTok. How upsetting is it to have to learn TikTok?
You don't have to learn TikTok.
I kind of think I have to.
Jennifer loves it. She learns things on there.
Oh,
but
really?
Then also you waste a lot of time, like going through these dancing people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I dance like I'm having seizures, which is kind of fun because they give you money.
See, I'd watch that.
Right.
I know. I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think the three of us should start one. Two old bastards and me. That'd be great.
Nice.
Are we all the same age, by the way? Are we all the same age?
We're close.
We're creeping up on you.
Yeah, we're creeping up. You're testing out for us. Thank you.
Damn.
Yeah, we're watching you saying,
don't do that.
Yeah, don't retire.
Don't do that.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
But do you think that you had great timing with this retirement? Because the way you're an insult or we're an insult comic.
Yes.
And then, you know, everybody's like so sensitive.
I'm offended.
Yeah, dude, here's what happened. I literally keep saying, I think I canceled myself before I got canceled.
That's fine.
Because, I mean, dude, think about it. There was no cancel culture when I got out. Like, it wasn't a thing yet.
Really?
Yeah, it hadn't started. So I'm doing comedy. I'm just doing normal, you know, my normal insult stuff.
Yeah,
every
brutal.
Race, creed, color,
like,
all that.
Guys.
Oh, my God. Didn't, big
you
time.
Know, you hear your stuff now. It's like,
That's the thing. I'm like, I could probably do 20% of my jokes now. So I'm glad I got out.
Yeah, right.
It would have been too scary. And also, did I want to do that type of comedy anymore? Probably not. Like, this weekend at the Stress Factory, I'm not going to be, like, yelling these words. That had its time.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, do I yell them in public? Constantly.
When you cut her off,
but
big
not
time.
On stage.
Yeah.
Cut her car
she
off.
She thinks fire. It. Right, yeah. I'm trying to think, like, when was the first person canceled? I'm sure this was going on throughout time.
Was it Louis C.K.?
Throughout the history.
Was he?
No. You know who was before him? I was thinking about this last night. It was Gilbert Gottfried with the tsunami.
Yes!
Joke.
Yeah.
I believe that was the first tweet someone imploded.
That's right.
Like, he lost everything.
Everything. And now he's made like a little comeback. But also, you know who got canceled before him? Paula Poundstone. Do you remember?
No.
She got accused. One of her daughters accused her of touching her. And she now is making a comeback too.
Wow.
So it's like really insane.
And she's great too.
I know. So I think, I'm sure a lot of people hold against me the type of humor I used to do. But I have to tell you, I look back sometimes and I'm like, it had its time. It was freaking hilarious. Like I look at like Rickles or something. We're going to cancel Rickles? No. He was great. And you just go, it had its era.
It seems weird that people will go back in time and say, we're going to prosecute you now for something that was fine then, but not fine now.
That's a great point. Because I remember
statute of limitations on that.
Yeah, I remember the first time I tweeted something that I was shocked that it got a bad reaction. I was like hosting a Tony party at my house. So I said something, hey, I'm having all my gay friends over to watch the Tonys. So there'll be a lot of open glory holes in Manhattan tonight.
Hmm.
I didn't think this was a bad joke.
I'm just going to hit the dust.
Is that checking. A bad thing?
We don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the other problem, Lise.
Yeah, yeah.
Ours will be in the office.
They never send us a memo.
Yes. I'll tweet that out later again.
Yeah, ours will be in the office later.
I just was shocked that something so benign could possibly be horrifying back then.
Yeah.
So I think you just get the sign that this is not the type of thing to do.
Yeah, it's going a different way. And I like that you didn't say, you know, I'm just going to stop doing this and I'm going to be the other. I'm going to do different. I'll rewrite who I am.
Oh, God.
For
sure.
Else,
I was known for something. It had its place. It had its time. It was hilarious. Hey, who knows? If somebody steals all my money comeback.
Exactly. I got to correct you. You were not just known for something. You invented that. Female insult comic.
Well, no, that's true.
With your intensity.
People do say that to me. Like, there would be no so-and-so without you. And I'm like, they would have found their way. But it was really cool to go, oh, my God.
But you made
God.
It easier for them to find their way because you made an audience for that.
You blew a hole open for them.
Well, literally. I will say, Nikki Glaser and Amy Schumer have said those kind of things to me, and I'm just, like, really flattered.
That's true.
Because I always think of my, well, you know how we are.
They're annoying, though, right?
No. They're I like them.
Always calling so needy.
Like, they're all hot and stuff.
They're so needy. It's like,
oh, I hate hot chicks. How dare they?
You know, I like them, but, man, that's annoying when you're talented and hot.
I know. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't think it's fair. I think baby
fair.
Jesus hates us.
Like, how much stuff can you get?
Well, how much do you need?
Like, really?
I mean,
come on.
Hopefully they have eating disorders or something.
There you go. We'll wish on that.
Hopefully there's something going
Fingers
on.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Chaz and AJ. Hello.
Hi. This is Andrea in Monroe.
Hey. You're on.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
You want me to say hi one more time? What's that?
That's her issue. She says hi too much.
All right.
So
you're a total fan.
I could use some advice.
Aw, what's the matter?
My boyfriend passed away in January.
Oh my God. So sorry.
He died of COVID.
Oh.
But, how do I go about meeting someone new who's not an alcoholic?
Wow, that's a great question because everyone seems to be addicted to something. So, this is what I think. Was he an alcoholic?
Yes.
Okay. There's something in you that is attracted to the codependence and the enabling of an alcoholic. So I would fix yourself first instead of looking for someone and then the right person comes along. But you have to figure out why you're attracted to people that you have to take care of. I had to do that, too.
Mm.
I dated a lot of guys who were food addicts, who were potheads, et cetera. And until I looked inside of going, why do I feel this need to enable them and to feel sorry for them? I won't be attracting the right person. Does that make sense
to
you?
Interesting.
That makes absolute sense.
So just work on you, honey, because the fact is, you're probably young. You're probably hot. I'm just sensing this from your voice.
Are you young and hot?
Just say yes.
I'm 43.
You're fine. Oh, my God, dude, I'm 60 and I could still find the rockin' dude if I wanted to, but I don't. So I think seriously, though, and also you're in the first year of grief, which, by the way, grief doesn't end in a year. It's not like it's going to hit January and you're going to be healed.
But how long did you know?
Right.
How long were you going out?
We were together for 10 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It takes what it takes. So you know what? Just be in your grief, work on you, and I swear to God the right thing happens. Because honestly, I look back on my life and go, how did I end up in such a good place now just by working on me? So get to the shrink, baby.
All right. That's great advice. Thank you so much.
We're following Lisa's podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We do talk a lot about addiction because one of my co-hosts is sober 4 years. So, yeah, go follow Losers with a Dream, available everywhere.
Is it hard not to give, like, when you're out and you hear someone talking, like, oh, I want to rip this person
apart. I know,
they want to,
dude.
But you want to pay, too.
You know what? It's so true because I actually, the two co-hosts on my podcast are the ones I really rip because they're guys. They're white guys.
Who are they?
They're
know
millennial.
Them. They've been in
Bo
studio.
And Nick.
Yes.
Yes.
And like they're Bo McDowell, Nick Scopoletti. They're two kind of 3 year veterans of comedy. So they're just starting. I'm helping them. It started with me just helping them with material. Then it ended up they have really deep conversations. So we decided to do a podcast together. And I'm like, oh my God, how did this take off? Yes, because of me.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes. Yeah. So it's cool because I like to rip them a little and help them. And this way, when I see the audience Sunday, I might have to be not as mean to the audience.
So, yeah, how does that work? When you're giving life advice, you have to be supportive, but also a little bit of Lisa Lampanelli.
Well, it kind of just comes out. You know, like with the girl who called before about the Alki boyfriend.
Yeah.
I totally feel that. I understand it. And
yeah, it was great advice.
Yeah, there was no place for like, and by the way, if she's still listening, go to Al-Anon. I forgot to mention that. So it's easy not to rip on someone like that. But if somebody has a kind of a funny problem.
Yeah, like get over it, loser.
Didn't involve a death. I mean, when you involve a death, you have to stay pretty serious.
Right.
So it'll be fun, I think.
Yeah.
I like that. It's like I could use both sides of my personality. Because when I stopped doing comedy, I was like, let's not be funny anymore. Now I'm like, F it. Let's be both.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's like when the Beatles broke up, McCartney didn't want to play any Beatles songs.
Yes.
He just wanted to establish himself.
Yeah.
And then he started sneaking in. And it's like, you know what? People love you for that.
But of course.
Also, now you're in a different phase of your life.
Yeah, I think we all have to use all parts of ourselves. So, I mean, that's why I'm sure you guys could talk some serious stuff when you have to, you know, and also be entertaining. We are full people. So, yeah that's what people kind of get with. Yeah. Now
and
they
if you
get
hear that.
That
name, Lisa Lampanelli, you expect there's going to be some
be a
get
little
over
edge.
It loser.
Yeah.
Though there are some people just can't get out of their own way. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, that's why I'm not a great life coach, because I don't want to go on the journey with you, you dummy. If it's going to take you 8 years to break up with a guy who's hitting you, I can't do that.
No, I'm not in.
Yeah.
You gave that woman the best advice, and it all happened in like 90 seconds.
Yeah, seriously.
You know how many hours that would have been, like, on the couch?
Yeah. I know.
How many dollars? Yep.
Yeah, I'm, like, wondering why therapists take so long.
They get paid by the hour.
By the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. You don't have to dig into your past as much. You should know kind of where it's coming from. Like, but I kind of guessed with her. If you've been involved with an alcoholic actively for 10 years, chances are you've done it before and you'll do it again.
Yeah.
So go to Al-Anon, figure it out. And it's hard stuff, but I mean, we're not going to move ahead without it.
Have you ever, as you're in your life as a life coach, told someone to jump off a bridge?
No.
Not yet.
But I have said, yet. I have offered them pills. that oxy really works.
Oh, that's
sometimes.
Good meds.
Right.
So you're like a psychiatrist and a therapist.
Why not?
I will say one guy I did coach in the beginning, like a guy I used for a practice client, he ended up starting his own company and becoming like, you know, like a little CEO and like is his big gay self because he's a gay guy who was afraid to, you know, really be out. Now he's super like public about everything. And I'm like, okay, so I helped a little.
Yeah. That's what you should find now, your success story. So you could prove that.
Yeah.
This is this
works.
Is a thing. This isn't I'm doing this to entertain
it's
myself
not a gimmick,
at your expense.
Yeah.
I've actually helped people, like a list of, you know.
Those, I kind of do things. Like that. Yeah. I do have a list of testimonials.
Yeah, like this is real.
Yeah, yeah. It is kind of cool. And also, I think it's just a thing where with a little humor, people listen more. That's, I think, why I helped that kid I just described, this kid Mikey, because we joked around too. It wasn't right. just this deadly serious, oh my God, life or death stuff. Yeah, it's serious stuff, but also we got to inject some humor and comedy into it. So that's why I think it works as a show.
Yeah, and you gave direct advice. You didn't say, well, what do you think? Well, what do you think?
Oh, God.
Well, what do you think? And lead the witness to the
answer. Yeah, I don't want to think, sir. I don't want to think.
All right, come on. Well, right. How about what do you think? Because I'm paying you.
Right.
That's a great point I didn't even think of, because they always say in these 12-step programs, they go, you can't think your way out of a problem. You got to do something about it. So right. I'm more action-oriented myself.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't love my life with comedy anymore. I got out. Like, you just do it. And yes, that's a privileged position to be able to save money and do it. But little steps could be taken to improve your life every day. Even if it's just being nice to somebody, you feel less bad about yourself.
I have about another 2 hours I can talk to you, so we're going to get you back. Is that okay?
Oh, I love you, man. You guys are so cool.
I'm really in awe of your entire career.
Aww.
And then your ability to walk away before you started hating it.
Well, that's what happens, yeah. So
you don't want to charge people for tickets to watch someone who hates what they're doing, you know?
Awful. So. There's enough comics out there who do that, and I can't do it.
Lisa Lampanelli, love you. We're linked up on the radio station websites. Thank you.
Woo!
Oh, man, there's a song about me, and we're going to get to it in a second. Let's bring on, it's really the Todd and Jeff show right now. It's Todd Simon, Omaha Steaks, fifth generation family owner, chief executive officer, and chief steak evangelist, along with Jeff Warshaw, our CEO of this radio company. These two go back to college days. And Todd was just telling me he was an early investor in Jeff's company. Good morning,
That's
both.
That's right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Todd got in and he made some money, and then they took their money and ran, and they missed out on the most fun. So, sorry, Todd, but he's still doing okay.
Yeah, I think he's doing all right. So,
yeah, Jeff's never going to let me forget that, I could have done better.
So this perfect gift package that we've been talking about, can you run through this for us, Todd?
Absolutely. So the perfect gift has got four. Well, here's the big headline. The perfect gift, 22 portions of protein, plus sides, plus desserts, plus seasoning for $99. I mean, it is just packed with value, and it really is the perfect gift, because when you give the gift of Omaha Steaks, you're not just giving meat in a box. You're giving a chance for your recipient to bring their family and friends together, you know, this holiday season, and to solve their, you know, their last minute, you know, dinner problem, or, you know, whatever they have when people drop in or when they're planning an event. So we're telling people, order that perfect gift now, ship it early so that the people who you're giving it to have it in their freezer, and then it's the ultimate convenience anytime between now and New Year's.
So you could still make that if you order it now, no problem. You'll make it by
the holidays. Problem. Oh, no problem. In fact, you know, we've got great thing about Omaha Steaks is, you know, we actually do make them in Omaha, Nebraska. Most of our suppliers are, you know, very close to us. You know, we're not bringing stuff in from overseas. And so, you know, we're not having any issues with having enough of our great steaks and gourmet foods to ship, you know, all the way up to Christmas. You can probably order up until the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th of December if you want, but I recommend that you order early, as I said before, because there's a lot of people competing for that, you know, FedEx and UPS shipping capacity this holiday season.
Yeah, Jeff, what do you have your eye on in this perfect gift package?
I'm not sure. There's always so many good things, and everyone in the family has something else that they like better, so you can't go wrong.
Right.
Well, and the, you know, it's got bacon-wrapped fillets, it's got chicken breasts, it's got burgers, it's got our award-winning Franks. Even if you're not a hot dog person, these Franks will make you a hot dog person. And then the side dishes are our individual scalloped potatoes, which are absolutely amazing. It's the kind of thing that would take you a long time to make if you were to make it from scratch. Caramel apple tartlets for dessert. And signature seasoning to make it idiot-proof. And then, of course, if you order using that code CHAZ in the search bar, you also get free 8 5-ounce burgers on top of all that stuff. So that's just $99. It's a real steal, a real value for the holidays.
Having those caramel apple tarts in the freezer is money in the bag.
Yeah, and you don't.
I think this, everyone loves those.
Doesn't your son just gobble those up?
Yeah, loves them. Yeah, hot. Times got some nice vanilla ice cream on hand. It's like they go crazy.
Those pies, they couldn't be easier to prepare. You just put them out on the counter, let them defrost, and you put, you know, you throw a little whipped cream on them or on the side. It's like you baked all these pies. It really does feel like you went through all this work without the cleaning, the hassle, the expense, the time. I love it.
That sounds delicious. Ugh.
They really are. And, you know, and one of the things that we did some research, we continue to, try to figure out how to make sure that as many people as possible can enjoy Omaha Steaks. And, what we keep learning over and over again is that people really want experiences more than they want more stuff. And food is kind of the ultimate experience and the ultimate holiday experience. So, not only are you solving people's problems and giving them something delicious, but you're also giving them a great experience that they can share with family and friends. And, Jeff's a huge foodie. He loves to create these experiences and then talk about them later. Right, Jeff?
Yeah, that's right. And people laugh at us that my kids are like, they know their next five or six meals in advance. And so that experience of cooking together and eating together, there's nothing like it. That's the greatest memories that you have as a family are the ones that you cooked together, ate together, and enjoyed delicious food that was brought to you by people that love you.
How do they know four or five meals in advance? Are you printing up menus for the house or?
No, it's sometimes it's a negotiation, right? Because they have certain foods that you want, and then you gotta balance out the healthy, and you gotta make sure that they're getting some variety. So no, I made this morning. They had different breakfasts. I made their lunches. They know what they're gonna have for dinner. Last night we had a family dinner, and that was subject to negotiation. Because of that, they knew for lunch that it was going to, what it was going to be. So it's really it makes our family it's our favorite topic.
I pulled out the smoker this weekend because it was like kind of the last. Well, I don't know if it was the last nice day, but it was a really beautiful day yesterday. And I cooked some of those bacon-wrapped fillets on the smoker. I mean, it's like one of those Traeger, pellet grills. And it's great because, not only do I get, the opportunity to use one of my coolest appliances, but it's a great way to make those steaks. And it cooks them super evenly. It's kind of like roasting them, but over real wood.
They're so flavorful that you don't need the signature seasoning for them. Like, I sparingly use that. I was late to the party there. I would take the steaks out of the box, cook them my own way. AJ said, have you tried that seasoning? I'm like, no. I have my own. He's like, just do yourself a favor and try some of that.
Worth it.
And now I can't stop using it because it actually makes a novice like me seem like I know what I'm doing. People are like,
yeah,
wow,
it's super versatile. That seasoning is, it's good on the steaks, but it's also great on chicken. It's great on pork. We love it on the burgers. It helps bring out the flavor of the meat without overpowering it. It's really a nice combination.
That burger, I made the mistake of going onto the Omaha Steaks website just to look up this perfect gift package. It is amazing. Yeah. Just the picture you've got on there, I'm like, oh yeah.
I know it's time. It's definitely. I think I might make myself a burger for lunch today. That
nice.
Actually sounds like a good idea.
That sounds great.
I'm hungry right now.
Can I come over
for breakfast? Yeah.
Should we talk about how we're going to help feed the hungry this holiday season? Because I think it's pretty important that all of us kind of step up and help. We're we produced a song called "Deck the Steaks." It's part of a series that we're doing on steak wisdom, trying to teach our customers and potential customers how to make sure that they really know how to cook a steak perfectly. And what better way to remember that than if you put the actual steps to cooking it in a song, because people will remember the song. So if you search Omaha Steaks on any of the popular streaming services, you can hear the song. It's really great. And every time it gets streamed on Spotify, we're going to be donating the equivalent of 5 5 meals to Feeding America to support their mission to end hunger in America. So up to 250,000 meals we'll be donating through this project. And we've got a long partnership with Feeding America, and you know, we're really excited about it, and you know, excited to also, you know, help out you know, this season, because we know there's so many people that just, you know, have been affected by the pandemic and don't have enough to eat.
Wow. You want to hear
that's the song?
Yes.
Hey, Jeff, maybe you could add this to all the radio stations' playlists.
Yeah, put it on rotation.
Yeah, that's okay, well, why don't we just make it so that we play it twice an hour on Chaz and AJ.
It's going to be catchy, I can tell.
I knew that boomerang back over here.
The payola scandal this year is that Todd bribed Jeff Warshaw with steaks to play the steak song.
Let's
hit the national news.
Todd, thank you so much for your support of the program and the radio stations. And there's a location in South Windsor if you don't want to do this through the website, right?
Right. We have an Evergreen Walk in South Windsor. We have a location there. We also have a location in West Hartford. I don't know if your signal gets that far, but we have one there as well.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, Jeff, always great to hear your voice, brother. Thank you. And thank you, Todd.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.